We want to remind everybody that they can join us here just about every week at the Chase Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, though, time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. PJ, President Bush held a press conference this week where he angrily denounced congressional Democrats for their attempts to mandate a withdrawal from Iraq. Now, one of the more interesting pictures taken at the news conference showed someone off to the side lurking in the bushes watching the president. Who?
Hillary.
No.
Just want to see how it was done.
Yeah. No. Well, they analyzed the photo, and it is not true, as was rumored, that this man was seen manipulating the president via remote control.
Dick Cheney.
Yes, of course. Yeah. It's very odd. The vice president was caught by still and video cameras lurking about 20 feet away.
Does he imagine he can't be seen? I mean, what's up with that? Has a man never watched television?
Well, he's just sort of standing there glowering. A little bit like Voldemort. Anyway, he's standing behind some shrubs in the Rose Garden. He was standing in what White House hands call the Hillary Clinton vantage point for hateful glaring.
See, so I wasn't so very far wrong. That's where Hillary used to lurk when Bill was. Yeah.
So why?
I think he was hunting.
Yeah, that's the thought. He was in his camouflage.
You know, I know the Washington Press Corps.
Yeah.
It
is hard to tell from the grainy video taken of it, of the scene, but it does appear that when President Bush made a particularly trenchant attack on the Democrats, the vice president tossed him a piece of herring.
What you couldn't see was he was standing in the ABC correspondent's neck.
PJ, a woman right here in Chicago is suing a man claiming she was injured because of his negligent what?
Oh, come on, Peter.
No, not that. I'll give you a hint.
All right.
Expert witness for the defense, Mr. Michael Flatley.
I don't know.
Does anyone know? Negligent?
Dancing?
Yes, negligent dancing. Negligent dancing. Lacey Hinman, 22, says that a year ago she attended a party held by her employer. She was dancing with her boss's husband when all of a sudden, inspired by the moment, the music, the night, he grabbed her and attempted a, quote, jitterbug-style move, which involved him flipping her up in the air. That went well.
It's the coming down part.
Not so much,
right.
She struck her head on the floor, suffered various injuries, and now wants unspecified damages for what the suit calls, yes, negligent dancing.
I've done that.
So movie. Is there a movie in that? Is that a goal?
I don't know how I've lived this long and not been slapped with that lawsuit.
I was about to say. I've always known that my dancing was embarrassing, but never actionable.
Dancing, dancing, dancing. She's a dancing machine.